بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The month of Rabiul Awwal we have learned is a month that is very special because some of the greatest occurrences that took place in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happened in the month of Rabiul Awwal. So we will focus our discussion around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In a hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks of the special status that he will enjoy in Akhirah on the day of Qiyamah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith, Ana sayyidu wuldi Adam yawm al-qiyamah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I will be the leader of all the children of Adam alayhi salam on the day of Qiyamah. Number one, the first privilege. Number two, وَأَنَا أَوَّلْ مَنْ يَنْشَقْ عَنْهُ الْقَبْرِ. I am the first human and the first creation of Allah for whom the qabr will split apart. So the first one to rise up from the qabr will be Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No other qabr will split asunder and will split apart before the qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ شَافِعٍ. I am the first one who will be given permission to intercede. We know that there are different categories of people who will be allowed to intercede on the day of Qiyamah. For example, a hafiz. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says a hafiz of the Qur'an will be allowed and permitted to intercede on behalf of 10 individuals from his family members and his household. But from all those who will intercede, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, I am the first one who will be given permission to intercede. No one will have the right to communicate with Allah and intercede with Allah Azza wa Jal before me. And the fourth privilege, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, وَأَنَا أَوَّلْ مُشَفَّعْ. And I am the first one whose intercession will be accepted. I'm the first one who will intercede, and I will be the first one whose intercession also will be accepted on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah grant us understanding.